I want you to picture the entire universe right now. Like, go ahead and just visualize all of it.
Right, the whole thing.
Yeah, every single star in the night sky, all the blazing galaxies, the supermassive black holes, the comets, the massive
All
nebulas.
the visible matter.
Exactly. You, me, the device you're literally using right now to listen to this deep dive. Got it.
It's a lot to hold in your head.
It is. But what if I told you that everything you just pictured, like everything humanity has ever seen, touched, or interacted with, makes up only a measly 5% of actual reality?
Yeah, it is a profoundly humbling statistic when you really stop and think about it.
5%.
Right. The overwhelming majority of the cosmos, so the remaining 95%, is entirely unaccounted for in our visual and physical reality. We categorize it under this big umbrella term, dark matter and dark energy.
Right. And usually when science encounters a massive gap like that, it just assumes there's, I don't know, a physical piece of the puzzle we just haven't found yet.
A new particle,
You know?
usually?
Yeah. Like, oh, there must be a new invisible particle out there. Or there's this mysterious repulsive force and we just don't have the right telescope or instrument to detect it yet.
That is the standard approach, yes.
I mean, to me, it feels a lot like we're using like cosmic duct tape to just hold our standard model of physics together.
That's actually a pretty fair analogy. The standard framework you're talking about is known in astrophysics as the Lambda CDM model.
Lambda CBM.
Right, it's the prevailing theory of the universe right now. So CDM stands for cold dark matter.
Which is the duct tape.
Basically,
Yeah.
yes.
Huh.
It represents the invisible stuff that we assume has gravity. And then lambda represents the cosmological constant, which is, well, it's our placeholder for dark energy.
The force pushing the universe apart, right?
Exactly. But the fundamental assumption of lambda CDM is that if we observe a gravitational effect that we can't explain, there must be a physical, albeit invisible, entity causing it.
Right. But for our deep dive today, we are looking at a document that completely throws that invisible duct tape right in the trash.
It really does. It's quite radical.
It's mind-blowing. We have our hands on this fascinating framework called the Paradox-Lang engine. Specifically, it's a document titled Dark Energy and Dark Matter Calculation.
Yes.
And the mission here for this deep dive is to explore a truly wild proposition from this source. What if that missing 95% of the universe isn't made of invisible, undiscovered particles?
What if it's something else entirely?
Right. What if instead it's literally the result of mathematical paradoxes woven directly into the fabric of reality itself?
Yeah, the source insists very clearly, no new physics required.
No new physics.
None. We do not need to hunt for phantom particles. The argument here is that the universe already contains the explanation within its own logical structure.
Okay, so the problem isn't our telescopes.
Exactly. The problem is that we have been reading the universe's equations classically, expecting these neat, clean resolutions, when we actually should have been reading them paradoxically.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because jumping from astrophysics to logic puzzles sounds, I don't know, a bit like philosophy.
It borders on it for sure.
Right, so to understand how a paradox builds a physical universe, the source focuses heavily on the connection between paradoxes and differential equations, and how they actually form the basis of dark energy.
Yes, this is the core of their thesis.
So the source starts with this core thesis validation, connecting the famous Liar paradox to ordinary differential equations, or ODEs.
Right. So what's fascinating here is how they use the Liar paradox. It's one of the oldest logic puzzles we have.
Oh, the classic, this statement is false.
Exactly. The classic formulation is just that simple sentence. This statement is false.
Right, which completely breaks your brain if you think about it for more than 10 seconds.
Because if the statement is true, then it must be false.
But if it's false, then the statement is actually telling the truth, so it's true.
Right. It is a closed loop. It never lands on a stable answer.
Okay, but human language can easily accommodate that kind of loop, right? We just say it and move on.
We do. But the Paradox-Lang engine does something brilliant here. It maps this exact logical contradiction into a mathematical equation.
Yeah.
Specifically, it maps it to an ODE.
A differential equation.
Yes. And differential equations are just the mathematical tools we use to describe how things change over time.
Like predicting the weather.
Weather prediction, modeling how heat dissipates from a car engine, population growth,
Yeah.
everything.
But usually those equations settle, right? Like the heat dissipates, the system reaches an equilibrium and just stops.
They settle when the logic of the system is sound. But the source takes the logic of the liar paradox and applies a really simple mathematical translation for how a value changes from one moment to the next.
Okay, lay it on me.
If you start with a value of 1, the equation states the next value will be 1 minus your current value.
Wait, so 1 minus 1 is 0. The value just becomes 0.
Exactly. But in the very next moment, the rule applies again.
Oh, I see.
So now it's 1 minus your current value is 0, which brings you right back to 1.
1, 0, 1, 0. It's like a metronome.
A metronome that never reaches an equilibrium.
Wow. And because differential equations govern how the physical universe changes over time, the source is making a massive claim here.
A fundamental one, yes.
They're claiming that the fundamental math describing reality contains these, like, unresolvable loops. Every ordinary differential equation can be mapped to a paradox, and every paradox to an ODE.
Right. The continuous logical oscillation happening at the fundamental level of reality is the key. Before we even start looking for physical particles to explain the missing universe, we have to acknowledge that the mathematical foundation itself refuses to settle.
Okay, this brings us right to the listener's doorstep. If a paradox creates this mathematical loop, what actually happens when that loop is applied to the literal vacuum of space?
That's where we get to dark energy.
Right. I want you, the listener, to just look at the empty space in the room you're sitting in right now, like between you and the wall.
Just the empty air.
Yeah. In the standard view, we just think of that empty space as a void. Nothing is there. But quantum physics tells us it isn't empty at all, is it?
Not even close. Space is a roiling ocean of quantum fields.
Yeah.
Even in a perfect vacuum-like, stripped of all matter and all light, there is still a baseline energy activity.
The hum of the universe.
Exact. Physicists call this the vacuum expectation value. It is the baseline hum of empty space.
And this is where the paradox Lang engine redefines everything. The source outlines the cosmological constant paradox.
Yeah.
So instead of dark energy being some mysterious repulsive force making up roughly 70% of the universe, It redefines it as an uncollapsible vacuum expectation value.
Uncollapsible being the operative word there.
Right. It ties that empty space directly back to the Liar paradox equation we just talked about. Here's where it gets really interesting. I'm imagining like a computer caught in an endless logic loop.
That's a perfect analogy.
Like, if you write a piece of code that literally just says, well, true, do this, the processor spins up, the fan gets super loud.
It gets hot.
Yeah. It generates actual physical heat in the real world, entirely from an abstract loop of code that can't ever resolve.
And those physical consequences of an abstract logic loop perfectly illustrate the source's definition of dark energy.
Oh, wow.
The engine defines it as the time-averaged vacuum expectation of the Liar oscillator on quantum fields.
Okay, let me push on the mechanics of that, though. I can wrap my head around a computer fan spinning, you know, because electricity is flowing through physical hardware.
Yeah.
But how does an abstract logic loop in the universe's math exert physical cosmic pressure to push whole galaxies apart? Like, how do we actually get from a math equation oscillating between 1 and 0 to the accelerated expansion of the universe?
Well, what's fascinating here is that in theoretical physics, mathematical state and energy are deeply intertwined. They aren't separate.
Okay.
A system seeking equilibrium is basically seeking its lowest energy state. But if the baseline state of the quantum field is mapped to an ODE that functions like the Liar paradox.
The 1-0-1-0 loop.
Right. The field is mathematically prohibited from ever settling into a quiet state of zero energy. It is constantly vibrating between states.
Oh, I get it. And that vibration is...
That inescapable oscillation is literally energy. The background hum of an unresolvable mathematical paradox manifests as a baseline energy density across the entire fabric of space.
So basically, because the math literally won't let the vacuum of space rest, that restlessness acts as an outward pressure.
Exactly.
Dark energy is just the universe trying to solve a math problem that has no solution, and the friction of that attempt is expanding the cosmos.
That's a beautiful way to put it. The continuum logical oscillation is the engine of expansion. The field cannot collapse.
Man. Okay, so that covers the empty space, right?
Yeah.
But what about the galaxies themselves?
The dark matter problem.
Yeah. This theory has to account for other massive piece of the puzzle, the missing mass holding galaxies together, which we call dark matter, the cold dark matter part of that lambda CDM model. If we're throwing out invisible particles entirely, what is keeping the Milky Way from just flying apart?
So the source approaches this through what they call the missing mass paradox. We know galaxies spin so incredibly fast that the gravity from their visible stars is nowhere near enough to hold them together.
They should just fling apart like a merry-go-round spinning too fast.
Precisely.
What?
Now, the Lambda CDM model assumes 25% of the universe is an invisible particle, providing that extra gravity. But the paradox Lang framework completely discards the invisible particle.
So what replaces it?
Instead, it defines dark matter as the phase-locked oscillation of baryonic matter.
Okay, wait. Baryonic matter, meaning regular stuff, right? Protons, neutrons.
Yes.
The stuff making up the stars, the planets, and, you know, the person listening to this deep dive right now.
Exactly. All ordinary matter is baryonic. But the source introduces a really critical term here to explain the behavior of this matter.
Mm.
The xenophase component.
Xeno, as in Zeno's paradox. The ancient Greek philosopher who argued that motion is basically an illusion.
That is the direct conceptual link, yes. Zeno's paradox of the arrow suggests that if you look at a flying arrow at any single frozen instant of time, it isn't moving.
Because it's frozen in that snapshot.
Right. So if time is just a series of frozen instants, motion is impossible. It is a paradox of measurement. We are freezing a continuous state into discrete observations.
Let's ground that with an analogy. Think of a strobe light at a pitch black dance party.
Okay, I like that.
The dancers are moving continuously on the floor, but you only see them when the flash actually goes off.
Right.
If you only took a photograph during those bright flashes, you'd only capture a tiny fraction of what was really happening in that room. Are we saying that normal everyday matter is oscillating in and out of a specific phase, and our flashes of merriment only capture a fraction of its true mass?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, taking that strobe light analogy a step further, it perfectly explains the phase-locked oscillation. Normal matter is continuously oscillating out of phase with our ability to measure it classically. The gravitational pull of that matter, the dancer's actual physical presence in the room, is constant. It's always there.
Yeah.
But our interaction with it as visible, measurable reality is only catching a fraction of its complete cycle.
I want the listener to literally look at their hand right now.
Just look at it.
Yeah. According to the xenophase concept, the matter in your hand isn't a static, solid block of reality. It is oscillating wildly out of phase with observation.
Yes.
So the missing mass in a galaxy isn't missing at all. It's just out of phase with the classical measurement regime. We're only seeing the flashes, but the gravity of the full cycle is always there pulling on the stars.
Exactly. The matter is basically hiding in plain sight, completely obscured by the limitations of classical measurement.
That is a massive shift in how we view reality.
It rewrites everything.
But, you know, theoretical frameworks and strobe light analogies don't really mean much unless the math aligns with actual astronomical observation.
Of course. The data has to back it up.
Right. A theory has to make accurate predictions. So does this paradox Lang calculation engine actually work when it's tested against the real universe?
It does. The document provides a verification table that moves the argument straight from theory into hard empirical data. It compares the engine's outputs directly against the Planck 2018 observational data.
Oh, wow. Okay, for context, the Planck satellite mapped the cosmic microwave background light, the oldest light in the universe.
Yes.
It gave us the absolute most precise measurements of the universe's composition ever recorded. It is the gold standard for cosmological numbers.
And against that gold standard, the paradox Lang engine produces exact matches.
Wait, exact?
Exact. In the standard model, the Planck data measures dark energy represented mathematically as omega lambda at 0.6889 with an incredibly tiny margin of error.
Okay.
The paradox Lang engine mathematically derives it at exactly 0.69.
I want to clarify what derives means here, though. They didn't just measure the sky and write a number down.
No.
You're saying the mathematical structure of the unresolvable paradox inherently produces that specific number.
Yes. The mathematical engine calculates the total energy manifold of that oscillating limit cycle we discussed earlier, and the natural output of that geometry is 0.69.
That is wild.
It gets better. It is the exact same story for dark matter, or omega DM. Planck measures it at 0.261. The paradox engine derives it purely from the xenophase calculation at exactly 0.26.
You're kidding?
I'm not. It also derives the Hubble constant, which is the expansion rate of the universe at 67.4, which falls perfectly within the ultra-tight standard error margins of the Planck data.
And all of those exact matches are achieved without assuming the existence of any new physical particles.
Not a single one.
It matches the observable universe purely through the mechanics of oscillating paradoxes. But I need to understand the mechanism that bridges the math and the physical data. Like, how does this Planck time limit cycle actually govern the split between the 5% visible universe and the 95% dark universe?
Well, the source argues that the boundary between quantum probability and classical solid reality is a limit cycle. Think of it as the fundamental ticking clock of reality.
Okay, a clock.
Right. The math takes the absolute speed limit of the universe, the speed of light, and smashes it against the fundamental constants of gravity and quantum mechanics to find the smallest possible tick of that clock.
The Planck time,
Exactly.
the absolute smallest unit of time that has any physical meaning. It's something like 10 to the minus 43 seconds, right? It's unfathomably fast.
Yes. Reality is oscillating between the paradoxical state and the collapsed classical state at exactly that frequency.
But how does that crazy fast oscillation result in a universe that looks like it's exactly 95% dark? I'm trying to figure out how a time scale translates into a percentage of total mass and energy.
It comes down to the geometric volume of the mathematical states. Imagine a vast, multidimensional space of possibilities.
Okay, I'm imagining it.
The uncollapsed paradoxical state, a pure mathematical loop, occupies a massive volume of that space.
Yeah.
But the collapsed classical state, which is the solid reality we can actually measure, occupies just a tiny sliver.
Oh, okay.
Because the universe is oscillating through this state space every Planck second over grand cosmological scales, it spends vastly more time in the paradoxical phase than the classical phase.
So it's not like a 50-50 split between one and zero.
Not at all. The mathematical topology dictates that the universe spends roughly 19 parts of its cycle in the uncollapsed fluid paradox state
Wow.
for every one part it spends in the solid, measurable classical state.
19 to 1.
Yes.
Wait, 19 to 1. That is exactly a 95 to 5 ratio.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. So the 95% of the universe that is dark energy and dark matter isn't a vast collection of invisible stuff just like filling up space.
No.
It is simply the universe existing in its natural, uncollapsed, oscillating state. And the 5% of visible matter, the stars, the planets, everything we can touch, is simply the fraction where, as the source puts it, measurement collapses the waveform.
The visible universe is really just the tiny fraction of reality that has been forced to take a definite state through measurement. Everything else remains the fluid, vibrating mathematics of a paradox.
So, what does this all mean for how we understand astrophysics moving forward? Like, looking at the full picture the paradox Lang engine is painting here, it reveals a universe where dark energy and dark matter aren't two completely separate mysteries.
They're essentially the same phenomena.
Right. They aren't isolated phantoms. They actually emerge from the exact same fundamental structure. They're a grand unified paradox.
Yeah.
Dark energy is the vibration of the vacuum caught in a logic loop, and dark matter is just ordinary matter flashing in and out of classical phase. We don't need to invent new particles or forces. We just needed to recognize that reality is governed by an uncollapsed equation.
This raises an important question, though. It forces a profound reevaluation of our place in the cosmos.
Absolutely.
The next time you walk outside at night and look up at the stars, consider the paradigm shift. You are not looking at a universe dominated by invisible physical forces pushing and pulling massive objects in the dark.
No.
You are looking at a universe built on mathematical logic loops. You are observing the mere 5% of reality that has temporarily solidified, floating in a vast ocean of continuous vibrating paradox.
It totally rewires how you experience the physical world. I mean, it makes solid ground feel a lot less solid.
It does.
But, you know, it leaves me with one final, deeply unsettling thought. It's something the source text doesn't explicitly answer, but the logic inevitably leads right to it.
What's that?
Well, we just established that 95% of the entire universe is in this uncollapsed, oscillating, dark state.
Right.
And the only reason the 5% we experience as physical reality, our bodies, the Earth, the stars, even exists, is because measurement collapses the waveform.
Yes, the act of measurement.
So if measurement is what forces a paradox to become solid reality, then on a cosmic scale, what or who is doing the measuring that forces our 5% of the universe into existence?